With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, everybody? Eric Lindquist at Stochastic here on the Odd Chopper channel, coming to you with another edition of Lindy's Leans, Likes, and Locks. Hit that like button, subscribe button, and notification bell. That way you can be apprised of whenever great content goes live over here at Odd Chopper. Well, it's going to be a little bit better day, it seems like, than yesterday, at least in the early going. Got some decent enough stuff going. Aaron Nola's pitching like absolute garbage. But hey, the big news of the day, Aaron Judge, number 61. Beautiful stuff. If you're a baseball fan, hard to ignore that that isn't fantastic. But we've got a lot to get to still. It's a 10-game slate that we're looking at for Thursday. But before we do that, check out DraftKings and BetMGM in the video description box below. We have different offers going for both of them, and there is Thursday Night Football tomorrow. I know that a lot of you guys are going to be participating in that, and why not get some free money while you're at it? You bet $5 at DraftKings, you get $200. You bet $10 over at BetMGM, you get $200. So either way, that's $400 for just $15 total of value if you have not signed up at those books yet. You have to bet a money line on either of the games playing or either of the teams playing on Thursday night in the NFL, and then you get to collect that money. So take advantage of that offer while it still lasts. All righty, y'all. It's time. Let's get to the picks. We start off today's 10-game slate of games. That was redundant. With the White Sox and Twins, Lucas Giolito against Louis Varland. And Giolito is one guy I know is stoked to have 2022 over with and done with. Also redundant. Good job, Eric. After pitching up to Cy Young caliber levels the last few years, his ERA's ballooned a shade over 5. His whip's nearly at 1.50, and while the strikeouts have started to creep back up a little bit of late, a lot of that is him benefiting from pitching constantly against weak AL Central competition more often than not. The strikeouts are down even, if still just a little bit above league average at 25.7%. The expected slugging is north of 400, though. God, it's just not the same guy we're used to seeing north of a 30% K rate. South of a 400 expected slugging. It's just a weird, weird time to be looking at Lucas Giolito in 2022. But the task at hand of winning a baseball game becomes a lot simpler when facing Louis Varland on the other side. He's an unheralded Twins prospect who's, he had a 32.1% K rate at AAA this season. That's some serious stuff. But he projects for less than a 20% K rate at the big league level by the bat and other projection models that I pay a lot of attention to. His 4.38 xFIP and 5.20 expected ERA to start off his big league career is far from ideal. Although being a righty against this White Sox lineup that sports just a 94 WRC plus and a 124 ISO against that handedness should help him out some. All in all though, this was a lot of conversation to derive at a pretty boring like play, just a standard like play on the White Sox money line, if for no other reason then Varland is most likely not good, and Giolito should have the upper hand here, theoretically. White Sox money line, just going to be a standard play for me today. Oh, God, get me out of this game as fast as humanly possible. It's the Royals and Tigers duking it out in the battle of who could care less. Truly the epitome of late-season baseball we got right here. Let's start with the Royals starter, Jonathan Heasley. He has some of the worst Statcast data of all time, 44.9% hard hit rate, 349 xWOBA, a 448 expected slugging is vomit-inducing, and then a 15.6% K rate and 10.6% walk rates. He's an atrocious starting pitcher. But, and this is a big Kim Kardashian but, he's been better since being recalled from AAA with a 3.26 ERA in 34 and two-thirds innings in that span. That's dropped his ERA down to 4.38, although that lack of strikeout stuff is always freaky for me. Or should I say it would be freaky if not for alarm bells. Yeah, you know what that means. It's a righty facing the Tigers, and their league low 72 WRC plus against that handedness. As for Eduardo Rodriguez on the other side, I think he's the much better pitcher, kind of a stand for this guy, but he gets the much tougher matchup. The Royals have shockingly got a 103 WRC plus now on the season, with just a 20% K rate against southpaws. Not ideal for Erod and his deteriorating strikeout stuff. He's going to have to give up contact, and there's some Royals bats that can actually make that matter. That makes this game pretty tough to decide what to do, and I'm not backing Heasley, but I'm also not picking on this Royals lineup against a subpar at this point in his career lefty in Erod. So I'll lean runs with the over of 7.5 and continue on my merry way. God, I spent a lot longer on that game than I was expecting, but over 7.5, just a lean the night before. Off to Fenway for Orioles and Red Sox. Mike Bauman of the O's against, oh, would you look at this? Nathan Eovaldi for the Sox. Let's start with Eovaldi, actually, who is being activated off the IL after he started to show some form again. Then he took a month plus off here. He's been out for over 45 days. He'll certainly be limited here is what I'm trying to say, as Boston has diddly squat to play for. And they'll want to be a little cautious with their presumed ace. I mean, it's him and Chris Sale. That hasn't been good. In the midst of a major down year for both due to injuries. I will say, though, his 47.4% hard hit rate and 458 expected slugging would be targetable. But if there's any signs of struggle, I doubt he's going to be left out there to dry. And bullpen spots are never all that appealing. And Boston got Rich Hill to eat six serious innings on Wednesday after taxing their bullpen on Tuesday. So it won't be an appealing spot to back Baltimore on my end, especially because their starter in Bauman is not somebody to be backing, period. The 29th-ranked prospect in the O system, while sporting a disturbingly good slider that grades out with a 70 out of 70 on Fangraphs, has not found a primary pitch to go with it. That means he doesn't get to fully utilize it, that being the slider, of course, and that's apparent because he has just a 16% K rate at the big league level. And if he's not missing bats, the hard contact he does give up is devastating. A 48.8% hard hit rate, it's high, to go with a near league-high 92.2 mile-per-hour average exit velocity on batted balls in play. That, my friends, means he's not very good. So it's time for something we haven't been able to utilize in quite some time. God, another redundant sentence. Who cares? My lock parlay of the day, fam. Give me the Red Sox laying the 1.5 plus the over of 9.5. Now, the over is actually plus money at a number of books right now, and there's a number of ways we can arrive at that number, most specifically by the Red Sox just bringing the pain. Or you could get a little bit of Eovaldi being subpar. I don't know. I'll take it however I get it. Boston -1.5, putting the absolute wood down on Mr. Bauman, along with the over of 9.5, my first lock parlay in quite some days. Off to Wrigley for some afternoon ball, and two pitchers I think have some redeeming qualities that are on the mound here. We have Ranger Suarez going for the Phillies and Javier Assad for the home Cubbies. Looking at Ranger Suarez, it's really all about the ground ball rate for me. A 5.3 degree average launch angle on the season, just a 33% hard hit percentage, and a 293 xWOBA. Those are just pointingly good signs towards keeping the ball on the ground. And considering we do have a total out here, 8.5, that's a little bit higher than what I was expecting, considering we've had mid-50s weather in Chicago of late. So something tells me you might be getting some wind at their back. I'm going to be paying more attention to that tomorrow as it gets closer to first pitch. But I do think that it might be a positive game environment on the other side going against Javier Assad. He's also been really good at limiting hard contact, 36.5% in that regard. But the fly ball rate gets me a little concerned. Now, the redeeming part of him is the 333 xWOBA. I mean, it's not good by any means, but it's better than most pitchers going up against the Phillies. And I don't even really know what to say. I mean, this would seem as though we definitely want to be going after this this Cubs pitcher in Assad. It's just, for me, a spot where I'm leaning the under of 8.5. I need to find out more information about this wind. It's driving me a little bit crazy, as you could probably tell from some of my scatterbrained analysis here. But the under of 8.5 is where I'm leaning right now. But if that number starts creeping up because the wind is at their back, I'm going to find myself taking an under of a 9.5 or a 10.5 purely because Ranger Suarez keeping the ball on the ground no matter what. Oh, hey, everybody. It's me. Just your friendly reminder to head to DraftKings. You got Thursday night football tomorrow, and they've got an amazing promotion going. You bet $5 on the money line as a new user over there. You're going to get $200 free. Yes, that's eight free $25 bets that you're going to be able to utilize on anything at DraftKings just by creating an account and betting $5. And BetMGM on the other side, too. You bet $10, you're going to get $200 now. There's only a couple states where that's available. Other places, you're going to get a free bet. So up to $1,000 that you could bet on anything. And it's risk-free, meaning that you will get credit back at BetMGM if that bet doesn't hit. So two great offers that they have going at BetMGM, depending on your state. Check out the video description box below. Do your best to, you know, just a little bit of research goes a long way in figuring out which promotion might be best for you if you are in one of those qualifying states. Sometimes you don't have a choice, but make sure checking out DraftKings, checking out BetMGM if you haven't, because we are all about shopping for odds here at Odd Shopper, and that means having multiple sports books to find the best line every single day. All righty, y'all, back to the picks. Off we go to Cleveland, and these are teams with things to play for. We have Jeffrey Springs. You could be my Jeffrey Springs. Little Fleetwood Mac for your enjoyment. Going up against Cal Quantrill, and I love Fleetwood Mac, and I love Jeffrey Springs so, so much. This is a major league pitcher. The Southpaw has a 26.4% K rate, a 5.8% walk rate, and a 287 xWOBA. Hello. Hi. How are you doing this fine day? And yes, Cleveland, number one in terms of avoiding strikeouts in all of baseball, but I do not care. I think this pitcher is going to be pitching above that kind of an issue on Thursday. On the other side, Cal Quantrill, I don't ever really know what to make with this guy. He's got a 16.5% K rate, which is just atrocious going up against a Tampa Bay team that has some power. Some guys with Christian Bethencourt, when he does catch, a 457 expected slugging. Yandy Diaz, a 423 expected slugging. Wander Franco, one of the best shortstops in baseball. The young Wunderkind, looking at him with a 406 expected slugging. Everything kind of shows that if he's not going to be missing bats, that 36% hard hit rate might not matter to some of these Tampa Bay bats. So I'm going pretty aggressive here because I love Jeffrey Springs. I obviously sang to him and I probably shouldn't have. But on the other side, Cal Quantrill is just somebody I want to be targeting. Might tap the over on it too here. We'll see. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo. But the Tampa Bay money line is an absolute lock it up, fire it up, make sure you bet it, do all the good things. I'm done with this bit. Play on Thursday. Got it? Cool. Off to Milwaukee, we have Braxton Garrett versus Eric Lauer, and what an interesting group of pitchers that we have going in this one. Eric Lauer, we saw a K rate for him that was just exceptional at the beginning of the season, but it started falling off a cliff of late. He's down to 22.7% after being nearly 30% through the first few weeks of the season. Obviously, we've had a lot of baseball since then, but around a 9% walk rate, a 39% hard hit percentage, and a decent enough home ballpark, especially as the weather gets colder other places, you're going to see some of these pitchers struggle more on these indoor parks. Milwaukee, if they close the roof, that is going to be problematic, even against a Miami team that doesn't have a ton of power on the other side, especially, considering I don't really like a lot of their righties, but Braxton Garrett on the other side is somebody I can get down with. A 36% hard hit percentage, a 24.5% K rate, and a 5.7% walk rate. These are all just phenomenal, phenomenal signs going up against a team that in Milwaukee, they just kind of have been struggling against lefties of late, which is surprising to me. When you have McCutchen, you have Renfro, you have a number of these guys going up against a southpaw, that would generally grade out a little bit better. But even though Braxton Garrett, generally averaging around 91 miles per hour on the fastball, he is finding success with the slider here of late. That's why you're seeing the K rate tail back up to a career high level at 24.5%. And with an expected ERA under 4 and a 3.52 ERA, signs are pointing me towards towards Miami on the money line. I think I might be firing a bet there. We got to see what this number is going to be. I took the shot today on Wednesday. On Thursday, think I might be taking the shot again because this Miami staff is a lot better than what people, well, I think people understand that it's pretty damn good, but Miami staff, I want to be backing them in these spots where they're getting plus money, and I expect that to be the case on Thursday. We head to the late evening session of games, and this might be our last opportunity to see the one great Shohei Ohtani take the mound. He is a massive favorite going up against Cole Irvin and these Oakland Athletics, and what can there possibly be to say? I mean, Aaron Judge is obviously your MVP for this season, but Shohei Ohtani, because of the two-way prowess, I mean, I can't say enough good things about him. He is yet to be confirmed as the starter here, but assuming because the line is up and because they are massive favorites, that is exactly who is going to be taking the mound. I maybe just hit refresh. Yep, he is confirmed to be hitting the mound. So I'm very much, very much looking forward to backing the one great Shohei, especially against Cole Irvin. A 4.48 expected slugging, a 16.8% K rate, a 40.1% hard hit percentage. This is looking as though it's going to be a Los Angeles Angels play for me. I'm simply calling it a lean as of right now because I didn't have the line out when I was looking at it at first. Now, -1.5, getting -108 is a really, really good deal, betting that as opposed to the money line here. So I am definitely going to be looking at the -1.5 now seeing that line updated rather than the money line because -250 is way too much juice in a meaningless baseball game. So I will be backing Shohei because this is our last time to do it. And boy, do the Athletics suck. So there you go, -1.5. And the money line, if you want to make that a piece of your parlays, not upset with either of them, but just a lean purely because that line wasn't out when I did my analysis. Well, there's definitely no line in this one because I can read. The Dodgers, the Padres, strange to me because we are looking at a piggyback situation here. It's expected to be Andrew Heaney getting the bulk of the innings, the southpaw for the Dodgers with the extreme K rate. Going up against Sean Manaea, another southpaw. So it's going to be a pretty exciting spot to be looking for possibly some runs, possibly some Dodgers backing. Number of different ways that we can fall with this. But I will say, one of the intriguing parts of this game is that of late, it sounds as though the Dodgers are going to just give Andrew Heaney a little bit of a break from starting these games. And they have Caleb Ferguson slated to start the game here. Once again, two lefties back-to-back. If he's going to be a glorified opener in this one, that could provide a little bit of a base where, you know, he comes out, throws some heat, gets by the first three for the Padres or four if he has to actually face an extra batter. And then you let Andrew Heaney come in and just eat up the middle portion of that Padres lineup in the second, third inning. Kind of an interesting way. Normally you would see opposite handedness to try to turn the lineup in a different direction, but it's not like the Padres aren't going to have Soto and Drury and Machado and Kim batting at the top of this lineup no matter what. As for Sean Manaea on the other side, this is a pitcher in days of yore that I had wanted to be backing. Not really anymore with his 42.1% hard hit percentage, a 4.11 expected slugging, and a 3.15 ex-WOBA. It's been a struggle for him. And I will say there's a number of these Padres starters who have started to turn it on of late. We saw another successful outing for Blake Snell last time out. But Sean Manaea going up against the Dodgers, a little bit different with his 5.23 ERA. Yes, the 4.13 expected ERA is a lot better, but that is leaning me towards the Dodgers money line. Very intrigued to see where this line opens. Obviously, you have a potent Padres offense that might give us a little bit of a discount backing the Dodgers as they reach a career high in wins, or what career high? What am I talking about? A franchise high in wins for a season. Dodgers, I think, get it done against the Padres in this one. Two games to go, and this one has our last lock play of the session. We've got John Gray versus Marco Gonzalez, and you could not give me two pitchers that I think completely different of as what you have in this one. John Gray, I find him to be pretty exceptional. A 355 expected slugging, a 26.5% K rate. Put that along with the 291 ex-WOBA, and I am one happy boy to be backing him against a primarily righty-heavy lineup in Seattle that has no Julio Rodriguez as well, which is just a massive downgrade. Now, Marco Gonzalez, I don't know how he does it. I don't know how the man does it, but he survives at the big league level with just a 12.9% K rate. Part of that is the hard hit percentage down to 35.7%. But Texas, even if they don't have Seager, facing a southpaw here, not going to matter as much to me. And Marco Gonzalez, his 4.52 expected ERA, if he wasn't pitching in the best pitcher's ballpark, yes, people don't know that Seattle glorified outside of home runs, the best spot for pitchers to be pitching. I think you would see that number way, way higher. One of my least favorite pitchers to back in baseball. And in fact, that's why we're going to target him with the lock play of the day. My favorite spot on the board, the Texas Rangers, the money line, getting plus money going this direction against Marco Gonzalez. It's too good to resist for me. And yes, Texas doesn't really have anything to play for, and Seattle does, but that doesn't matter because there's enough young talent that's out there playing for jobs. We've got guys for Texas that are just going to be far better suited in a far better spot than going up against John Gray on the other side. So yay, Rangers, let's make it happen. Make it happen one time. Plus 108, too good to pass up on this slate. And the last game of the night, I don't really know what to tell you because there's an obvious mismatch, but it's priced like it. It's Carlos Rodon versus Ryan Feltner. Rodon is really, really good, a 32.9% K rate, a 258 xWOBA. Ryan Feltner is not good, a 467 expected slugging and a sub 20% K rate, going up against the San Francisco lineup that is definitely better. But do I really feel like paying minus 215 to back a San Francisco team with absolutely nothing to play for and a lot of problems? No, I do not, especially in a good pitcher's ballpark like San Francisco. And on the other side, yes, I'm speed reading. You don't know why, but it's enjoyable. We've got Colorado, whatever. I mean, they have some decent enough young pieces at the back end of the lineup. You have Blackman out for the year now. Apparently he's got a knee issue that hopefully he's doing all right, but +1.5 for Colorado. If I do anything here, I'm getting inside of minus 110 to back a team. All things being equal, two teams with nothing to play for, I expect no really semblance of runs here. I expect no problem for Rodon getting through this lineup, but +1.5 might be too good to pass up. That's why I'm leaning that direction. But hey, let me just tell you, more than likely not going to be making the card. And that does it for another edition of Lindy's Leans, Likes, and Locks. Head to that comment section below. Let me know my favorite or your favorite plays of the day or my favorite plays of the day that you enjoyed as well. But more importantly, take advantage of free money when it's being given to you over at DraftKings, over at BetMGM. Look at that. I can point at things. Bet $5 over at DK. You get $200 when you bet a money line from Thursday Night Football. Take advantage of it. And then BetMGM. Make sure that you're betting over there. Bet $10, get $200, or it, depending on which state you're in, you will get a free bet as well. So take advantage of it. Oh man, we've got Friday baseball, and then it's almost over. It's coming down towards the finish line. So hey, best of luck on Thursday. Hang out in that premium Discord. I will be in there almost all day tomorrow. So looking forward to that one. Talking MLB, talking NFL. You know what to do. Head to stochastic.com/Lindy. Use promo code ELINSIDER and get in that Discord right now. Until Friday, I'm Eric Lindquist. Best of luck in the MLB streets on Thursday.